KNBR presents A Coach with Spirit.
When people say, you know, being a head coach got to be really difficult. No, it's not. It's what I was created to do. It's what I was meant to do. I love what I do.
A leader with heart.
Whatever it is that you're doing, do it with your heart.
And a man with soul.
It's from the soul, and it consumes you like a fire.
This is the Mike Singletary Show.
If you're not a 49er fan, you will become one.
Now your hosts, Murph and Mac.
All right, 14 games, 13 games down. Three to go. I screw that up. 14. Week 14, 13. You know how that is? There's that one extra week and then games because of the bye week. That's how I screwed that up. Might as well dive right back to the Mike Singletary Show, brought to you by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer and an official sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Singletary also brought to us by Dr. Scott Hiver, the official eye doctor of the San Francisco 49ers with offices in Daly City, Santa Clara, and San Ramon. How are you this morning, Mike?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Yeah, I got to say, you must be busy as heck. I mean, a Thursday game, how has this affected your guys, turned your world upside down, huh?
Well, I mean, it's not that bad. It's just one of those things where you know that San Diego had the same issue, so we'll be okay.
Well, they have actually one extra day to stay. You guys, there's an NFL rule that says you guys have to be there tomorrow. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know if it's an NFL rule, but that's what we've always
said. Yeah, I think I read somewhere it says NFL says you guys have to be in the city for 24 hours. I don't know why that is. Would you have considered it all flying down Thursday morning, or do you guys need to go down tomorrow?
Probably not. I think we need to leave tomorrow.
Yeah, and so how will this affect you guys this week? You get, what, one practice this week?
One and a half.
Okay. When would that be? What, today and then tomorrow, I
today
guess?
Today and some tomorrow, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, like you said, San Diego's sort of in the same boat. So let's look back a little bit, Mike, about the game on Sunday. And now that you've had a chance to kind of digest it, and I know you're looking ahead to San Diego, but what is your general impression from that game? The defense played incredibly. Alex Smith had a statistically brilliant game. What was your big takeaway from the Seattle game?
I thought it worked out okay. I just think that, you know, what happened in that game, I'm just thankful that our guys were able to play and work hard and try and execute the game plan.
All right. It's all about the defense making all those turnovers. They're coming off a bad game in Green Bay where they gave up a lot of big plays. Can you talk to us about the evolution of the defense from week to week? Like, did Greg Minuski and you have to really get on those guys to tell them to ratchet up their play? How do you compare the Green Bay defensive performance versus the Seattle defensive performance?
Well, obviously, it's totally different. I just think that, you know, sometimes you don't play well. And so in Green Bay, that's exactly what happened. I don't want to try and analyze it and, you know, figure it out and dice it up is just what happened. It is what it is, but I'm just thankful that our guys were able to move forward and play well Sunday.
Well, and you look back at the Seattle film, I mean, five turnovers get you a lot of wins. How do you build on that? Are turnovers sometimes fluky and streaky, or what's your philosophy on turnovers? Can you play your way into them, or sometimes you just got to accept good luck?
You know what, I just believe that everything sort of goes hand in hand. I think for us, we were out there working our tails off, and our guys are just on the back end, really learning how to be patient and just do their jobs, and good things will happen.
Well, good things happened on Sunday, that's for sure. Five turnovers leading to a lot of points. I want to talk about your quarterback, Mike. You made the big move to go to Alex Smith, and it paid off. He had his quarterback rating was his best game ever. Do you pay attention to things like that, like a quarterback rating of 130 and say, wow, Alex really had a brilliant game?
No, I really don't. I don't ever really look at it. It doesn't mean anything to me. I think for me, it's the same as, you know, when the season started. I just continue to look at the film.
Well, I got to ask you about, you know, you're big on leading and psychology of playing, and that's one of your big things. What did you think when the first play of the game, he makes the right thing. A screen has been blown up by the D, so he throws the ball on the ground. That's what he's supposed to do. But the fans booed him intensely. He said he heard it. Everybody heard it. You heard it, I'm sure. What was your thought right then about his psyche? Were you worried about how he would handle something like that?
Not at all. I mean, Alex is mentally tough. So, and we talked about that before the game, the possibility of that happening early or whatever. It was important for him to get off to a good start and move forward, and thankfully that's what happened.
And I have to say that he seemed kind of more, I don't know, confident after the game? Certainly his speech, he was like, I'm just letting it rip. I'm just going for it. Is he a slightly different guy maybe than earlier in the year, having sat out, now coming back? Does that make him a different guy?
Well, I don't know. We'll go from week to week, and we'll see after Thursday. We'll see if he's a different guy. I just think that, he's had a chance to grow up a bit. I think he's had a chance to kind of go through the year and have his ups and downs, and we'll see how the end goes here.
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things we noticed is that a lot of the big plays came after sort of short-ish passes, whereas Troy Smith went down the field. He was a big thrower. Alex made a lot of big plays out of short throws that turned into long runs. Is that, do you think, his strength and what the offense should do the last few weeks?
I think Alex is just going to try and make plays. I think he's going to do however the offense is set up, however that play is set up, and he's just going to try and take advantage of what the defense gives him.
But do you think he's better when he throws short to medium than when he throws long?
No, I can't say that.
Okay, so maybe he'll let it rip on Thursday. Who knows? We'll see. Balls in the air like Dan Fouts used to. Hey, Brian Westbrook made a big play, a huge play, and I guess, your thoughts on him. Ever since you guys signed him, he didn't play for several weeks, and now he's making big plays for you guys. Had a huge rushing game a couple weeks ago, and then the big catch and run on Sunday. What? Give us maybe your Brian Westbrook scouting report and how gratifying it is for you to see him contribute in such a big way.
I'm just excited to see that he can get out there and still make plays. I was very excited to see the big play that he made, and there's some other things that he did in terms of protections, taking on guys, blocking them, taking them to the ground. So he's a guy that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and obviously, any concerns going forward about his? I know you guys talked about sort of protecting him concussion-wise. Is that something you're still watching closely?
No, I mean, we're just doing the best that we can, not only to take care of him, but all of our players. We're just doing everything that we can to make sure that we do our job on our end of protecting him.
All right, I want to go big picture here with you before we let you go, Mike, and that is that you guys started the year 0-5, and now you're 5-8, which means you've gone 5-3 in your last eight games, and that, 5-3 will go a long way. You double that, you're 10-6 in a season. So can you maybe comment for the fans out there about what the difference has been between an 0-5 start and a 5-3 surge?
Experience.
Okay.
Experience. That's all I can tell you, experience.
For you, for the players?
No, for all of us. I think, we had young quarterback. He's been here a while, but young quarterback that's starting the season for the first time in a few years. Young offensive line, guy playing center for the first time in 6 years. Thankfully, he could do it. Two rookies. One at guard and one at offensive tackle. You got a wide out that was yet to go through training camp yet in Crabtree. Vernon missed a lot of training camp. So there's a lot of things going on early that, you think you have talent, you just put it on the field and it wins. But the chemistry has to work itself out. And I just think some of those things early on, it just took a little time.
Well, yeah, obviously the proof's in the pudding. 0-5 turns into 5-3. Do you feel at all vindicated by the 5-3 surge after all the criticism of an 0-5 start? Or do you still think 5-8 is worthy of, not where you want to be?
You know what? All I'm thinking about right now is Thursday night. San Diego, all that other stuff, 0-5, 5-8. No, I could care less. Right now, we have Thursday night. Let's go.
Okay. How about the NFC West? Are you thinking about winning that?
I'm thinking about winning Thursday night. That's it.
Well, then let me prevail upon your brain to lend a little bit of it away from Thursday night and comment on something that happened in the league, and that is Brett Favre did not play last night, ending his streak at 297 consecutive games, longest streak in NFL history. As one of the greatest players ever to play the game and a Hall of Famer, can you put that into perspective for us out there and comment on that streak?
You know what? Last night when that game was being played, I was looking at San Diego. And Brett Favre, we've heard about him for a long time. I think he's a great player, and I know he'll go in the Hall of Fame one day. But, you know, as far as the streak is concerned, I think he's been blessed.
That's it? I mean, like luck plays as big a role as anything else? Or
I don't really believe in luck. I just believe in hard work, and things pay off.
Okay. And does it boggle the mind, that the idea of 297, considering that no other player has ever done that in the history of the league?
Well, it's a tribute to him. It really is. It's a tribute to him.
All right, Mike. Well, Thursday night's on your mind. Go do Thursday night. Thanks for coming on.
I thank you very much.
Mike Singletary, KNBR 680, the sports leader.